way before the economy started going over the falls, advertising has been in a state of turmoil. Newspaper readers are migrating online. TV commercials are starting to get TiVo'd and ignored. But one way around the problem for advertising people is something called viral marketing. Studio 360's Eric Malinsky was recently a target.
I was surfing the web last summer. I don't remember how I got on this website, but it was a political ad for Harvey Dent, district attorney.
Unless you're a fairly devoted Batman fan, you don't know that Harvey Dent is Two-Face.
Now, of course, I knew that Harvey Dent was Two-Face, and I knew that Harvey Dent was going to be a villain in the new Batman movie. But what was really cool was that somebody had defaced the picture of Harvey Dent with green hair and red lipstick, and I followed a series of clues, which led me to another website, and that showed the first picture of Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Let's put a smile on that face.
It's an absolutely brilliant move to go for those core fans. Those are the ones you want to energize first. Presumably, they start energizing the people around them.
By the way, this is Stefan Tornquist. He's the editor of Marketing Sherpa, which is a website read by industry insiders. He says this kind of viral marketing works like a dog whistle. Only Batman fans are able to hear the pitch. But once the whistle is blown, we start barking. I thought the ad was so cool, I emailed the link to a bunch of friends.
In marketing in general, the thing you want more than anything else is word of mouth.
Okay. Ave,
yes.
Do you remember last summer me sending you links to the new Batman movie, like Heath Ledger stuff?
Yeah, I specifically do remember that because I think that you are my kind of my nerd link. And you keep me up to date on all the nerdy things that you know that I like and that I'm too lazy to actually find out myself.
What did you do after you saw the link?
I came home, I'm like, Batman looks really cool. I think we have it.
I guess it takes a nerd to know a nerd. The authority on viral marketing, who's a bit of a nerd himself, is Douglas Rushkoff. He wrote a book in the 90s called Media Virus, and he was trying to describe the way certain scandals will saturate our entire culture, you know, like O.J. Simpson. And he was really surprised that a lot of the fan mail he was getting was from advertisers.
Some of them are from the advertising agency that did the Calvin Klein underwear ads. Said, oh, you know, we came up with these ads showing kids in their underwear knowing that people would be upset by them and they'd force us to take them off the air because they would think of it as child porn, but that we'd get more secondary media because of the viral component.
What kind of jeans are those?
Calvin Klein.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they're comfortable. They're like...
And it's true, you know, and it was a huge story for a few weeks.
Viral marketing also works in politics.
Yeah, well, everyone's watching this online. It's called I Got a Crush on Obama.
In the old business of campaign ads, this unauthorized video is creating a lot of new buzz.
What are they called? Videos, right? They're called what?
Viral
YouTubes.
Videos.
Viral videos. And what means a viral video? What does it mean?
Last summer, an ad exec named Ben Rellis made a music video to promote his website, barelypolitical.com. I've Got a Crush on Obama featured a scantily clad babe swooning over the presidential contender. Rellis posted the video on YouTube. A couple days later, everyone wanted to talk to him.
And in those interviews, they were really interested in a much bigger story than the video. They were really interested in who's behind this and will this hurt his campaign and who are we voting for?
Obama Girl went viral for one big reason. It addressed a forbidden topic. Douglas Rushkoff explained this to me. A media virus can only spread if it can find some kind of confusion in our cultural DNA. In other words, Barack Obama has major sex appeal. And we're not really supposed to talk about that. But Obama Girl can.
People don't like seeing an attractive white person singing about an attractive African American.
You tell the truth unlike the right. You can love, but you can fight. You can Barack me tonight. I got a crush on Obama.
Viral marketing must have that special ingredient. Otherwise, it's just an advertising gimmick. Like with this Batman movie, the first picture I saw of Heath Ledger as the Joker, the picture that inspired me to email my friends, it did not look like a publicity shot of an actor. It looked like the kind of picture you'd see on MySpace. Someone just extending their arm and taking a digital picture of themselves. It was like a self-portrait of a serial killer.
So much of MySpace now is about predators. The fact that there's this sick, psychopathic adult, the Joker, out there on MySpace with your kids, potentially infecting them with all the bad that Joker does, is really the perfect migration of the Batman mythology into yet another medium.
But I'm the viral carrier. I'm the publicity zombie.
You became an active participant, and that is what's really, at the end of the day, critical.
Joe DiNuzio runs the agency behind the Batman campaign. It's called 42 Entertainment. He unleashed this virus onto the world, but he's squeamish about the term viral marketing. He prefers alternative reality game.
If you're engaged and you share your creativity and passion with someone else, that's a much more powerful message than anything that we could ever do. So really what we've done is we've activated you, engaged you, we've given you the framework, but the communities that we see building around what we do really are activated, controlled, owned, and driven by the audience themselves.
The media critic Douglas Rushkoff doesn't buy it.
It feels to them like it's bottom-up or viral because there's all these individuals interacting individually with the brand or the brand message or the viral communication, whereas really what it is just a way to further target, isolate, and alienate an individual so that you can communicate with them more effectively.
I agree with Rushkoff, but I can't be that judgmental. It was fun being a viral carrier. And here I am, talking about this movie on public radio, giving them free advertising. I should be quarantined, at least until The Dark Knight comes out in theaters on July 18th, in case you're wondering. For Studio 360...
I'm Batman.
You can see Eric Molinsky dressed up like Batman at age 5 at studio360.org, where we've also got links to some of that viral marketing.